Clouds have been on the increase across our area today ahead of our next storm that is set to bring us the chance for some wet weather tonight into the day tomorrow. A few showers will linger on Saturday, especially south of the capital region, and it looks like Sunday that system should be far enough to our south that it will be a dry day then. So some stormy weather tomorrow, but most of the weekend is looking mainly dry across eastern New York and western New England. This is all being driven by a warm front that will be coming into our area tonight. So with that warm front in our neighborhood, we're looking for cloudy skies tonight, and there is the chance for some showers at times. So if you do have plans tonight, you'll want to have that umbrella with you. It will turn more humid as well, as our temperatures will only be in the 60s tonight. A few areas of fog are possible late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. And for the day tomorrow, the warm front will lift to our north, then a cold front will come through, and those fronts combined with low pressure, it's actually a storm that is combining with the remnants of what was subtropical storm Alberto, are set to come through the area tomorrow. So there is the chance for some scattered showers, maybe even some thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. Now, with the remnants of Alberto coming through, with the higher levels of humidity, there is potential that some of the rain tomorrow could be heavy at times. So be prepared for maybe some downpours tomorrow. And of course, when we get some of these heavier downpours, there is the potential for at least some localized flooding, could cause a couple of problems on the roads. So definitely want to remember that coming up during the day tomorrow. It doesn't look like it'll be a complete washout, but you're going to need that umbrella at least at times as we go through the day on Friday. Now with the humidity up, our temperatures are up tomorrow into the low 80s, so it's definitely going to feel very much like a summer day as we head into the first day of June tomorrow. And then on Saturday, that front will sink to our south. So for most of us, it looks to be dry. Could see a few showers, especially closer to New York City. It'll be a little bit brighter across the far north. Most of us look to be fairly cloudy on Saturday with temperatures in the 70s, and behind that front, it will be less humid. And then on Sunday, that storm is farther to our south, so it looks like we'll see a brighter day to the north, a cloudier day to the south, but it should stay rain-free with temperatures in the low to mid-70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with showers, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the low 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with showers, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, warm and humid, with highs in the low 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with showers, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the low 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly south, less humid, with highs in the 70s. On Sunday, variably cloudy, a high of 70 to 75. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.